Control of the U.S. Senate has come down to two races. In Virginia, Democrat Jim Webb has claimed victory over Republican incumbent George Allen, although the two candidates are separated by fewer than 8,000 votes. And in Montana, Democratic challenger John Tester leads the Republican incumbent Conrad Burns. John Tester joins us from Great Falls, Montana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's just start by, at this hour, at this moment, what is the situation?
Well, we're in great shape to win this thing, and we're going to win this thing. There's no doubt about it. We're up almost a couple thousand votes. There's a few more precincts that need to be in and counted. We're in good shape and anticipate that a vote total will climb higher with those last few precincts as they come in.
And put you in the Senate?
Yes.
All right. Talk to us for a moment about Iraq. What is your position there?
Well, we've said for some time now that the president really needs to get a plan. I think it's critically important to get a plan and bring our troops home as soon as possible based on that plan. And I would, we'll be in the U.S. Senate. I'd be more than happy to bring coalitions of people together to try to work on this. I think it needs to be a joint effort, quite frankly. I don't think that it does any good to have gridlock in this situation. We need to work together and do this. The country can't afford this at this point in time from a monetary standpoint or a blood standpoint. And it's a quagmire at this point with no plan and no end in sight, and we need to develop one in short order so we can really save our treasury a bunch of dollars and really help our young people so we don't put them in harm's way.
Now, you've positioned yourself as a moderate Western Democrat. You own guns. You oppose gay marriage. What's your position going to be in the Senate if in fact, you win?
You know, my position is going to be a lot like the position that I had in the Montana Senate. One of the reasons I was elected president of the Montana Senate is my ability to work with both sides of the aisle, find common ground, and work for the betterment of the state of Montana. And I expect to be able to do that on a national level. You know, prepare, build coalitions, communicate well, and move policies forth that really work for the middle class.
And just a final question. You say that at this point in time you're a couple of thousand votes ahead, but there is talk of a recount there in Montana. What would trigger that?
Well, I think it's hard to say. I mean, I think it has to be a thousand votes or a little less to trigger an automatic recount, but I don't think we're going to be even close to that.
Democrat John Tester of Montana, thank you for speaking with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
And you can read results from every Senate and House race at our website, npr.org.